Last month, President Bush identified Iran as part of the Axis of Evil. So when the Iranian Olympic team arrived in Salt Lake City, it was eager to win the public relations competition, as well as some Olympic medals. NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
Right from the beginning, the Iranians say, the welcome was warm. From their arrival in the United States to the walk to the opening ceremony, where onlookers cheered, snapped photos, and asked for autographs. And when they marched into Olympic Stadium, they could hardly believe their ears.
La République Islamique d'Iran.
Islamic Republic of Iran.
By applauding for us the way they did, the Americans showed they condemned the words of their president. They said, we don't agree, we don't have a problem with you.
Isa Shemshaki directs the National Ski Federation of Iran. Most Americans would probably quibble with his assertion, interpreting the applause instead as enthusiastic hospitality. But Shemshaki is probably right when he and head coach Majid Sagatoleslami say they saw the president frown as the Iranian delegation entered Olympic Stadium.
We were all thinking when we saw the video of the opening ceremonies and we saw Mr. Bush, he looked as if he wasn't very happy at the reception that we got.
Not happy, he had like stone, you know, he's like stone face.
Sour, sad and moth.
Stone face.
The Iranians believe that the Olympics are an opportunity for person-to-person diplomacy that can overcome hostility between governments. They say they've been demonized ever since the seizure of American hostages in Tehran in 1979. Shireen Hunter directs the Islam program at the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington.
This is quite natural because there has been for some time now, they have been trying to show that the country has changed and that their policies towards the outside world has undergone quite substantial changes, that Iran wants to be reintegrated into the international community. And this includes, at some point, better relations even with the United States.
Moderate Iranians are scared, Hunter says, by the president's Axis of Evil declaration, which is based on Iran's support of terrorists and its failure to reject weapons of mass destruction. The Olympics give moderates an opportunity to humanize Iran. So an Iranian businessman in Texas put up money for a California publicist who was lining up interviews in Utah with the Iranian Olympic team. Murtaza Shemshaki is the team's cross-country ski coach.
The whole meaning of the five rings in the Olympics is that all five continents should be able to work together, and that's the purpose that we have here, and we wish that for everyone else, too.
There was also empathy for Americans for the attacks of September 11th when a reporter asked about them. Isa Shemshaki of the Iranian Ski Federation.
We were also very saddened by what happened to people in America on September 11th. We were particularly saddened because the same kind of thing has happened to us over the years. We've been victims of terrorism. We've had airplanes shot down. We've suffered the same way. We condemn terrorism, too.
The sole athlete provided sat silent through most of the discussion. Alpine skier Bagar Kalhor is too young to remember the Islamic Revolution more than 20 years ago.
Do you care about any of this?
اصلا این بسا برای شما مهم هست یا میخوای برین اسکی اصلا
مهم نیست برام زیاد
It's not very important to me.
Kalhor brightened when the talk turned to skiing. He competes next week in the slalom event. Teammate Mustafa Mirhashimi skied 10 kilometers yesterday on the cross-country course. Team officials have high hopes for both skiing and politics, with 150 competitive skiers back home in Iran who need a peaceful world to compete. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Salt Lake City.